broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning, midweek. Wednesday, December the 6th, 2023, 17 minutes past the hour, 31 degrees right below freezing, and sunny skies, 19 days until Christmas. And I bet you were dancing all around the living room there, hearing Brenda Lee's famous song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. All right. Christmas in Caledonia coming up this Saturday, 6:15. I'll be there, Carrington and Matt, lighting the tree. Look forward to that. Fruitcake Toss coming up on December the 14th, 7 p.m., 685 Delaware Avenue. If you want to nominate somebody, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And if you'd like to send us a Christmas card here at the station, WGH Talk, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, of course, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address in the card, and we will send a card back to you before the holiday season is up. And we'll read your card on the air and keep it at the studio. Go ahead, caller.
Scott?
Yes.
I was going to mention that the Brenda Lee, she was on national TV last night. I don't know if you watched national TV last night. But Carol said, hey, Ted, just think, she was 14 years old when she first started singing that song. Isn't that delightful?
Isn't that now, is there an anniversary of the song this year? Is that why she was on TV?
I can't say for sure. I think so. Maybe celebrating her birthday or something, 77 years old maybe or something like that.
Oh, I can believe that. She was a very nice lady when she was on the show.
Well, yeah, a young girl, you know, and still around and getting being able to still sing.
Yeah, she's still out there. I think she still does a tour at Christmas time.
I just want to say about that, and it was a conversation piece over the radio station, the flock that the police use. Is that spelled like flock of geese? Do you know?
You know, I believe it is spelled that way. Flock, yeah. F-L-O-C-K.
Just a guy, no big title or nothing to me, but a flock of geese. You've seen them go over time and time again in the area you live, because out there at Tri Rivers, the big pond, they do frequent that area all the time. But a flock of geese, the triangle, and buddy, they don't miss nothing. If you ever look at them, and they're necks going back and forth, so that camera is really a good tool. Now, taxpayers don't mind paying for stuff like that that's really good. And for our law system to be able to transfer over the microphone to another place in a different town and pick that kind of stuff up, boy, what a terrific tool. But there was a controversy of they didn't like this or like that. But I had to throw that thing in there because that's really good. And there, Adam, on a commercial there, I like the words. I told you that repeatedly. He's changing quite frequently, and he is giving news of what's going on around Marion also. That's what your radio station pertains to. And the word he used, relish, on the tall grass trail, relish. Isn't that a good name, watching the sunset and stuff like that come down that they're going to have out tall grass trail?
Well, you know, he likes to eat at those buffets. He probably was just hungry when he was doing that story.
Well, you're like a... You really come up with some good ones, so I like to put the jab in there because you come up with some dandies just like him. What a teamwork you guys got going. I think you rehearse that day in and day out. Hey, have a good one. I'll be back at you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You know, for all you TV fans, we just got some news in here. It's a sad note, but I mean, we just recently learned that Norman Lear, iconic TV and movie producer, dies at 101. My goodness, isn't that something? Norman Lear, who created All in the Family and Maude and The Jeffersons and Good Times and all these iconic shows. Norman Lear, 1 minute ago, about 10 minutes ago, the news came in. Norman Lear, iconic TV and movie producer, dies at 101. My goodness, what a life he had. Sanford and Son, he did Sanford and Son as well. But Norman Lear, dead at 101. You know, it's sad when somebody goes away, but my goodness, 101. What a great life Norman Lear had. And I'll tell you, it's ironic. Oh, we're getting a note here from Mary, one of our listeners out there. This, we'll get back to this in just a second here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got into seeing that on TV with Brenda Lee.
Yeah?
I think they said that was the most played Christmas song.
Well, this is interesting. I just got a message from Mary out here. Now, if this is true, and I'm sure it is, this is fascinating. This week's number one song on the Billboard Hot 100 is one you've probably heard before over and over again. For decades, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, sung by Brenda Lee, first released 65 years ago during the Eisenhower administration, has gone to number one on the singles charts for the first time ever. This year, right now.
Wow. Yeah, I knew that they were saying it was most played Christmas song here, but it's a wonder it never did it before now.
Now, isn't that... Well, I think when it originally came out, it was popular, but it wasn't a number one. And wow.
I think when it originally came out, it might have had too much of a beat for some people.
Wow.
That's 60, a rock and roll song, or, whatever.
Well, 65 years later, it goes to number one. Isn't that... I'm going to look here real quick while I got you on the line about where it originally placed. But what do you make of Norman Lear's passing?
He had a lot of good shows.
101.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Let's see. What year did it debut? Well, see, now this is confusing because it says it debuted in 1960. Is that... What year did this come out? Okay, it came out in 1958. November 24th, 1958. In the U.S. So apparently, maybe it wasn't even on the chart in 58. I don't know.
I think it was too rocky for a lot of, especially older folks back in 1958.
Well, it says Decca released a single in both 58 and again in 59. It did not sell well until Lee became a popular star in 60. And in 1960, it got up as high as number 14. But in recent years, apparently it has done better. In 18, it was 9. 19, 20, 21, 22, it got up to number 2. But this year, it's 65th anniversary, it got up to 1 for the first time ever.
I wonder if she's still making residuals off of that.
Oh, I'm sure she is, because I know she released a new version of it this year because of the 65th anniversary of it. But that's unbelievable to me that she is, number one after 65 years.
Didn't she sing a Harper Valley BTA, too?
I believe she did. And she did another one, too. I can't remember what it was, but I remember talking to her about it when she was on the program.
But that's good in her older years, that she's making a little bit of money off of it.
Well, this is just like... Well, isn't that weird, though, that it's above, like, Mariah Carey? Here, old Brenda Lee, who's probably close to 80 at this point, now has the number one, not only number one song, well, of course, number one Christmas song, but the number one song, period, at nearly 80 years old. Better than, what a story that is, better than Mariah Carey. She beat out Mariah Carey. How about that? So
that's pretty good.
And also... This goes back to the conversation that Matt and I were having in Carrington last Friday night, that should you ever retire? Well, in Brenda Lee's case, apparently not. Try again, and you hit your height at, let me see how old Brenda Lee is. If that song's been out 65 years, she's got to be close to 80.
Well, I think if a person retires and they have some hobbies or some interest, that keeps them busy is great, but... if a person just retires and sits around and does nothing, you know, that can be worse for them than keeping busy.
Brenda Lee is 78 years old, so she sang that song when she was rather young.
14.
And it's interesting, her birthday is in December, December 11th. So in just a few days, she'll be 79.
Wow.
What a good Christmas present.
Yep.
Well, congratulations.
Okay, well, let's go.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, you know, that's an interesting story. I'm so glad Mary sent that information. 65 years, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree has been out there, and now, finally, it's the number one song on Billboard's charts, with Brenda Lee just about to turn 79 years old and still out there singing that thing. Well, like I say, you know, at this point, just get it out there, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
I've always said we've got a lot of nice young people coming up and they're strong and they're really going to carry their country through, but a lot of people aren't recognizing them. But and also, the 80 and on up in the bracket, what an army we got here in the United States of America and throughout the whole world at that age group. I'll tell you, when we go to battle, we're going to be tough to ever beat. But, you know, getting back to that 101, Carol's grandfather was 101 when he passed away. And I just got a quick story on him. He was out to the rest home, and he was just as ornery as he was when I met and when I was dating Carol. And so I was sitting on a bed right there that was vacant at the edge of the bed, my brother-in-law and I and Carol, and the nurse was there, and he had a cane. He was very handy with his cane. And this nurse turned around, and she was getting some things there, and she said, "Hope you folks don't bother me." "Oh, no, you're not bothering us." And he got that cane, and he lifted up her skirt. And that nurse turned around, and I said, "Oh, my God." I said, "Listen, honey," I said, "that wasn't me." She said, "Don't worry." She said, "I know it wasn't you." She said, "I know Grandpa's touch." So at 101, they're still ornery, so don't think that they aren't. Regardless of what age group you're in, goodbye.
Still had an eye for the ladies. Well, I'm so glad for Brenda Lee. That's a very nice thing after all these years on the eve of her 79th birthday to hit the number one spot on the charts, which I guess there are certain fields where, you know, don't retire. Keep on going if you still got it. But, you know, music is different than other fields because it's the same song. So as long as your voice is still there, you can keep on singing that song. So it's a little bit of a different situation. And, of course, the passing of Norman Lear, creator of so many hit television shows, Sanford and Son, All in the Family, Maude, Good Times, The Jeffersons, dies at 101. So there you go.
Go ahead, caller.
I have to chime in again there. You know, at this age that we are, Carol and I, is that when I heard that song, did it ever put a glow in our heart and our faces? But, yeah, we heard that all those years back there when we were young, and it still sticks with you today. Now, that's really called a person you'll always remember. Her, I could, maybe couldn't think of their name right off that, you know, but Brenda Lee, my goodness gracious, anybody at our age don't know Brenda Lee. Well, it's kind of unusual, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's great to me that at 79, she is still... that this has happened for her because of the 65th anniversary of this song. That's nice.
Well, that's how things go, you know, and the young people today, they're going to be reminded and not be around here to know, but 60 years from now, it's going to be the same thing there. What do they call it? Life goes on after 80?
I think it goes on far beyond that for a lot of people.
Well, I had to just show it, put a number in there. Okay, Scott.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, 740-751-4038. A lot of talking points this morning. Fruitcake toss. Send us a Christmas card here at the station. Of course, the death of Norman Lear at 101, which just came in moments ago. And Brenda Lee tops the Billboard 100 for the first time ever on the 65th anniversary of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Number one. How about that? Who used to say that? Was it Jimmy Crumb? How about that? Oh, man, what a morning we're having. And I still have a big rant to go on here. Okay, here's my rant. This is kind of an interesting rant with Norman Lear dying at 101 and us talking about age with Brenda Lee and all this. But this was on the front page of the Marion Star this morning. What a great story this is. Great holidays story. Ohioans don't live as long as those in other states. Isn't that a good holiday thing to hear? Here's the story behind this. Let me tell you what's going on here. Ohioans don't live as long as people in most other states. With an average life expectancy at birth of 76.9 years in 2019, Ohioans ranked 42nd out of 50 states. But in 2020, the most recent year for which state data is available, life expectancy in Ohio dropped even lower to 75.3 years, though the state ranked 38th that year, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Now, a lot of this age drop, they say, has to do with the pandemic, but there are other factors in here causing this problem. Poverty, gun violence, overdose deaths all have impacted Ohio in recent years. In 2020, the leading cause of death in Ohio was heart disease, which was true nationally as well. Ohio had the seventh highest drug overdose death rate in 2021 at 48.1 per 100,000 people. Let's see here. What else is in here? Well, there's a lot of things in here that figure in. Depression, alcohol consumption, infant mortality. Almost 20% of Ohio adults smoke tobacco, according to the Ohio Department of Health. So that's a problem. What else do we have? Ohio also has poor outdoor air quality, a high among toxic pollutants, and a high overdose rate, all which contribute to poor health ratings, according to the HPIO. So I guess that's where we are. Life rate in Ohio is about 75 years and 9 months at this point. Now, can anybody guess, without looking it up, what state has the highest life expectancy? Which state has the highest life expectancy? We're low. We're at 42. Now, maybe it's time to leave the state. Go to another state where you live a little longer. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? What state, you only have 50 choice, well, really you only have 49 because you know it's not Ohio, but what state do you think you live the longest in? And don't look it up. We want to know if you know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What state do you live the longest in? No guesses out there this morning. Hey, we're up at freezing. 32 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in Marion at this particular point. But does anybody know what state has the highest life expectancy out of the 50? You know, as I look at this, it's not really all that shocking that this place would have the highest life expectancy rate. How do you feel about Ohio being 42nd out of 50 states? We're in the bottom 10. My goodness gravy.
All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Chip.
Hey, Charlotte.
Chip, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, do you know you've been put in the fruitcake toss?
Yeah.
Did Sarah get in touch with you?
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, Kelby last night.
Oh, good, good. So she's going to pick you up, right?
Yeah.
Now, you going to throw that fruitcake this year and win the fruitcake toss?
Yeah.
Good. How you been, Chip?
Good.
So what's new?
Okay.
What do you think about Ohio being low in the life expectancy here?
Good.
No good. Well, what about Brenda Lee? Do you like rocking around the Christmas tree?
Yeah.
Now, what would you like Santa to bring you this year, Chip?
Oxbaker stuff.
Oxbaker stuff. How are things over at the Kroger South?
Good.
Are they building that Chipotle there on the BP spot?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to having Chipotle next door to Kroger?
Yeah.
Good. So, well, I'm glad Sarah got in touch with you, and I'm glad that you'll be at the Fruitcake Toss. We're going to have Buckeyes, and we're going to have singing, and we're going to have a whole bunch of stuff going on that night.
With Terry Pratchett, be there.
As far as I know, Terry will be there. The whole gang. Well, thanks for calling, Chip.
Okay.
Well, we're glad to hear from Chip, and we're certainly glad that he is aware that the Fruitcake Toss is coming up, and he is in it. So that is a very good thing. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. No guesses on the state where you live the longest, huh?
Go ahead, caller.
Would it be like Montana or something out west?
You know, Montana, I'm looking at the top 10 here. Montana is not on the top, is not in the top 10. Why do you think Ohio's so low?
I don't know, but it sounds like I'm on borrowed time if it's only 76, because I'm 77.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there are a lot of people who I know who obviously are well over 75 in 9 months, and I don't know. It's interesting that overdoses are playing into this, and gun violence and smoking, and I guess as long as you stay away from those things, you might be okay.
I guess.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. What state has the longest life expectancy? Interesting. Montana is not in the top 10, oddly enough. What state would have the highest life expectancy? Now, the lowest life expectancy is interesting as well. Interesting on both ends.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Would it be fair, Scott, to maybe divide the United States up into maybe quarters and give us a little more chance since we're not using any other source of information, just guessing?
Well, this would be certainly more toward the south.
Thank you.
Okay.
State that has the highest life expectancy, but the state that has the lowest life expectancy is also in the south as well. So that doesn't fare very well. Any guesses? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, I'm just going to point this out because, you know, it's one of our friends, I'm not going to say her name, who makes the horrible biscuits and gravy, came from Kentucky, and Kentucky's life expectancy is 73.5 years, 47 on the list. It's because all of that horrible gravy clogging their arteries in Kentucky. You know, God bless their heart, but they're number 47 on the list of life expectancy, a couple years younger than us, 73.5 years. No good for Kentucky. Oh, and West Virginia, my goodness, they're at 50 on the list. Not 51, there are 51 because we count Puerto Rico, but 50 for West Virginia. Now, see, in any event, when you make that horrible biscuits and gravy, you know, you're bound to lower the life expectancy in a state. And clearly, it has hurt Kentucky. What can you do? They're lower than we are. Does anybody know what the state with the highest life expectancy is? I bet they don't eat a whole lot of gravy in this particular state. I bet that's what's helped it. 740-751-4038. Let me know. You know, I just think that's great about Brenda Lee. After all these years, number one on the Billboard charts. 65 years. How about that? Fruitcake Toss coming up very soon. What are we, 2 weeks from tomorrow?
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Hawaii.
Hawaii? Yes, it is Hawaii. Now, why do you think that is? Just too calm a life there?
Probably that. And, you know, like you said, their diet's significantly different, I would assume. And they're very wealthy, so all those things probably lead to more longevity.
Now, would you agree that biscuits and gravy certainly have not worked in Kentucky's favor?
Well, that among other things, I would say, yeah.
could be a few things. Do you have a guess of the worst life expectancy state?
Well, probably somewhere in Appalachia, I would say. You know, if it's not Kentucky, West Virginia, or yeah, it's not West Virginia.
No, West Virginia, I think they counted Puerto Rico in here. So West Virginia is 50 with 72.8. So they're next to last.
How about Mississippi?
Mississippi.
Is that it?
That's it. 71.9.
Well, there's a lot of poverty in Mississippi, so those two correlate pretty well.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
It is. It's fascinating. Hey, thanks for giving us the answer.
All right. Thanks, God.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Yes, the longest life expectancy is Hawaii. Hawaii with 80.7 years. You live over 80 when you're in Hawaii. And worst, Mississippi with 71.9. Now, I just got a message. Now, I'm not going to say from who, because the message that preceded this message was, why are you talking about me? Now, can you imagine? I talk about a lot of people on the program. And then it's only 1 week from tomorrow. Jeesh. Well, that's true. The Fruitcake Toss is 1 week from tomorrow. I think I said 2 weeks. But, you know, there's a lot going on here this morning. Norman Lear dies at 101. Brenda Lee hits number one on the Billboard charts for the first time in 65 years at nearly 79 years old. Fruitcake Toss, 1 week and 1 day away.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't think it's the biscuits and gravy. Biscuits and gravy is good. And I know a lot of people. Well, I was born in Kentucky, but I came up here when I was six. But my mother-in-law had gravy and biscuits, bacon, eggs all her life, and cooked with lard, and she lived to be 94.
You know, I think it's moderation, though. I've noticed a lot. You know what's funny? I noticed this at Thanksgiving and other times. People who do the most cooking don't eat as much.
Well, when you do a lot of cooking, you do a lot of tasting, too. So you get full by the time you're through cooking. That's what happens.
Well, that's, yeah, I think.
Yeah, I think Hawaii is the one, because I've heard that pineapples are supposed to be real good for you.
I think
so
that's.
So I think maybe that is the reason for Hawaii, because of all the pineapples.
And I think there's a relaxed lifestyle in Hawaii.
Yeah, that too, except for right now, after all that fire and devastation and stuff.
That's for sure.
But I think it's the pineapples. Well, I think we need to all start eating pineapples.
Maybe. We got to get this life expectancy up in Ohio. We got to get out of the bottom 10.
Right.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, get rid of the fentanyl.
That's right. Thanks for calling.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yes, the Fruitcake Toss is only 1 week from tomorrow, Thursday night. Boy, 8 days away. What a busy time we've got coming up. Christmas in Caledonia on Sunday, fruitcake toss next Thursday. Busy time here. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Okay, so I gave Chip my number last night, but is there any way you can get on Facebook and remind him to get a hold of me? Because we didn't get a time set up for me to pick him up.
You know,
I told him.
He called in about 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I heard him.
Oh, okay. So you.
But I was kind of in a hurry, and I saw him in passing. I gave him my number, but will you just message him, hey, don't forget to get a hold of Sarah. That way I know what time I'm supposed to be picking him up.
Okay, let me send him a message. And Chip, if you're out there listening, call Sarah.
Yeah, Chip, call me so I know what time to come and pick you up.
So how's your morning going?
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. Mornings are, for the most part, they're just what you make of them.
So,
and biscuits and gravy are amazing, Scott.
But it's hurting the life expectancy of those Kentuckians.
No, I would venture to guess probably poverty and breathing in coal dust and all their drugs that they got over there, because there's a lot of drugs over there. Biscuits and gravy probably isn't top tier on the hierarchy of their demise.
Now, would you expect our life expectancy to be in the bottom 10?
No, that was kind of surprising, but I think it's all relative. Like, if you live in an inner city, you know, somewhere in the projects, as opposed to, like, you know, on a dairy farm out in the middle of nowhere, you know, because, like, gun violence, that probably doesn't even apply to everybody, you know what I mean?
That's probably true, and I think overdoses are just what it is, and it's a problem. But, you know, honestly, these ages don't range. I mean, the worst is about 72, and the best is about 80. So we're talking 8 years in 50 states.
I mean, I'm probably already living on borrowed time, because between all the McDonald's and fruitcake, I'm on my way out already. So.
Well, if the fruitcake doesn't do you, nothing will.
Ronald, take the whole Okay, bye.
Thanks,
Scott.
Bye-bye.
Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Chip, if you're still out there, call Sarah. Set up a time for a pickup on Fruitcake Night, which, by the way, is only 1 week away, 1 week and 1 day. I guess I misspoke. There goes my perfect record of on-air accuracy. You know, as I've said, I think I'm going to win the Nobel Peace Prize for the fruitcake toss. Bringing everybody together for one night to sing and carol and throw fruitcakes. I just think it's Nobel Peace Prize material. That's my feeling on the whole thing. And I cannot believe, because now I don't want to say the name of who I'm talking about here, because now, why are you talking about me? Now, I've been talking about this person for years and years and years now, and all of a sudden, they've got I know what it's about. Frankly, it's the whole hot chocolate thing, which I have said many times this week that there may not be hot chocolate at the fruitcake toss because I made a grievous error. I'll take responsibility for it. I nominated somebody to bring the hot chocolate, and that was my fault. I should not have done that. So there you go. Get an apology out of me. You know, I think the bipolarness is kicking in this person this morning. God love her, the bipolarness is going all over the place this morning. Okay, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Well, you know, it's interesting. Apparently she tuned in just as I was talking about her. Now, what are the odds of that? Because if you listen to the rest of the show this morning, I certainly wasn't talking about her. Go ahead, caller.
I can't believe I heard that right.
What'd you hear?
You're taking responsibility for something.
Oh, that I volunteered for somebody to do something and I shouldn't have done that?
Yeah, you said it was your mistake and you're going to take the responsibility for it.
Well, here's,
you got that recorded.
Well, here's the thing I want to say about that. The reason let me say this. The person got so bent out of shape about it that I felt that I should come on the air and say that at Christmas time.
You're talking about that. Abby. I know who you're talking about.
Well, I cannot. Apparently, she's having a bipolar morning. She said, why am I talking about her? And then she says, I don't care that you're talking about me. So you figure that out. This is what I'm dealing with.
Well, the old saying is there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Yes, and I think she should be happy that I'm talking about her. Frankly, I think she should be giving me gifts that I'm talking about her.
Well, yeah, you know, that wouldn't hurt either.
Yeah, so I think Abby, okay, now she gave me permission to say her name. I think that Abby should be giving me gifts because I speak about her. I keep her on, you know, people's minds. I don't know why she's such a, you know, having a bipolar morning.
Well, just one of those days you wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
But, you know, you are, I think it's fair to say that I should not have nominated her to bring the hot chocolate. Now, if she doesn't want to bring the hot chocolate, that's her business. But I think that's fair that is that a horrible thing to say that I should not have nominated her?
No.
You know?
You think you got friends you can depend on.
Right. I mean, that's what I did. I she's Johnny on the spot usually with things, and I thought, well, okay, this sounds good. And, you know, I don't know now. If there's no hot chocolate, it'll be fine. We'll still have chestnuts and Buckeyes. You think she's going to lob that fruitcake?
Oh, I don't think it should be too bad.
Well, last year, I think she didn't think it through, and because she's competitive. Now, she'll say she's not competitive, but she is. And
yeah, she's not going to be the one with the shortest throw. She don't want to be that.
No, she doesn't want to be that. But I'll tell you, I don't know. Last year, I think she just walked up there and tossed it. But I think she was under the weather last year, if I remember right.
You know, you could have two different things on that fruitcake toss.
What's that?
One for the distance, like you're doing now, and one that you set a pail out there, and everybody tries to get it in the pail.
Well, we could. I don't know what we'd give them if they got it in the pail.
I just thought, because, you know, when you talk about fruitcake toss, it's about you want to toss all fruitcakes in that trash can.
Well, that's true. I would like to see all fruitcakes end up in the trash can. I would have no problem with that.
That's what I thought. Maybe throwing it in a trash can or a barrel like that would be comical.
Well, you know what? If somebody brings a trash can, we'll set it out there. Hey, thanks.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, it's good to have friends who you can kid. You know, that's really what life is all about, isn't it? Especially here at the holidays. People you can kid around with and have a good time with. That's what it's all about. That's the holidays. All right. 5 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was absent a little bit from the hearing, the show. But if you went up that last ramp, you was going to go up.
Oh, the age, yes. The life expectancy in Ohio is 42nd.
I got that. Okay, that was the ramp you was going up.
That was the one.
Biscuit and Gravy, two of our leading restaurants here in Marion for sure, Wendy's and McDonald's, do serve Biscuit and Gravy. That's one of my favorites. Of course, her grandpa lived 101. He come out of the southern part of Ohio when he was a kid, and he lived probably more than half his life up here in Marion. But getting to Biscuit and Gravy, the one at Wendy's just got a little bit of spice. I know a lot of young people and stuff, and older people also, like a little spice. They got more spice than McDonald's. So my favorite, if I ask Carol which you want, McDonald's or Wendy's, and she'd say most generally it's McDonald's because the spice is okay for her, either one, but that's it on the gravy. Bye.
Bye.
And you know what? People can eat biscuits and gravy. I certainly would not tell people what they can and cannot eat. But biscuits and gravy just is not my thing. I mean, if you want to eat it, go right ahead. You know, that everybody's got to eat what they want to eat. But it's just not my thing. And I don't know why. Gravy just hits me wrong. But I do believe the Center for Disease Control would say that Kentucky and West Virginia fall toward the lower end of the life expectancy because of biscuits and gravy. I would have to say that. All right, 3 minutes left to go today, 57 minutes past the hour. Anybody have anything left to say? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Oh, my goodness. All kinds of news here this morning. Brenda Lee hits the top of the Billboard charts for the first time in 65 years with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Near 79 years old, December the 11th. Legendary television producer Norman Lear dies at 101. Creator of All in the Family and Sanford and Son and Maude and Good Times and all those shows. Christmas in Caledonia coming up this Saturday at 6:15 p.m. Fruitcake toss next Thursday at 7 o'clock. I need somebody to do a calendar for me. Go ahead, caller.
You're talking about the terrific state of Kentucky. Isn't that the bluegrass state and the thoroughbreds the best in the United States or world come from out of there? And there's numerous things in Kentucky, and the big highlight of it, Kentucky bourbon. And so we better watch what we're talking about, Kentucky. They're a leader in a lot of other things, and you're narrowing it down to maybe one thing. So
just one little thing.
One little thing. Okay.
Yep. Thanks. One little
Kentucky issue here. Their food. All right. Oh my goodness, the calls are coming in here this morning. Let's see here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yes, Scott. You can eat biscuits and gravy and fruitcake. All you need to do is go to the gym and exercise twice a day, and you'll live to be 100.
That's how you get through it.
Yeah, you go to the gym and exercise twice a day.
Well, hey, there you go. You got to find your way around it some way.
That's right. Just do your exercises, and you'll be fine.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
All right. Well, there you go. That's how you get around the gravy problem. My goodness, we're down to the final minute here. Thank everybody who called in this morning. It's been a fun morning of conversation, and of course, we will do it again tomorrow morning, starting at 8:15 a.m. Stay tuned to WGH Radio for much more programming. It's always good around here. News, weather, obituaries, we've got it all, local and first. And, there'll be tons to talk about tomorrow. Think of somebody you want to nominate for the fruitcake toss a week and a day away. All right, I'm done for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for the holiday season. For legendary actress and voice of Ursula in Disney's The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
"'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house the creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled out of snug beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.